弟兄姐妹大家平安。
May peace be with brothers and sisters.
感谢主恩典，让我们可以在忙碌一周之后，可以聚集在教会，一起来领受主耶稣的祝福，进入神的安息。
Thanks to God's grace that after a busy week, we may gather here at church so that we can enjoy His blessings and rest.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考神言如火，心中烧。
Today I would like to use the topic God's word in heart as burning fire.
让我们一起来学习怎么样让神的话在我们心中感动，让我们可以真的把神的话把它传出去，神的道理行出来。
So we will learn together on how God's word can touch our heart and we can spread His word.
我们先翻开一节经文，耶利米书第二十章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 20.
耶利米书二十章。
Jeremiah chapter 20.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶利米书第二十章第九节。
Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9.
哎，请读。
Verse 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name.But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not.
这是先知耶利米他的心里的自白。
And this is a confession of Jeremiah.
在耶利米书里面我们看到这位先知他怎么样被神选召。神把他的话语给他要他去传讲神的话语。
In the book of Jeremiah, we saw the calling of Jeremiah and how God asked him to spread God's words.
那他所要讲的信息是众人不喜欢听的。
And the message that he was to say is not pleasing to men.
那他现在所要传讲的对象是已经离开神的道是已经不把神当作一回事的一群百姓。
And he's directing his message at those who no longer believes in God.
那可是神却要他很忠心的大声的宣讲。
But God wants him to faithfully to continue to spread the word.
我们都知道耶利米先知也被称作流泪的先知。
And we know that prophet Jeremiah was also called the weeping prophet.
因为他多次为百姓流泪祷告。
Because he has wept and prayed for the people.
因为他也是当场见证神的国度被灭神的圣城被毁的见证人。
Because he has witnessed how God's kingdom was destroyed.
那他一直所预言的那个灾难终于来到。
And the calamities that he had prophesied came upon the Israelites.
他一直警告百姓要改变，但是最后百姓仍然执迷不悟，所以就被毁了。
He kept on sending the message that the Israelites has to repent and return, but they didn't listen, and then calamity came.
他就看到他所说的话应验。
And he saw the fulfillment of his prophecy.
那这些现象是他不愿意看到的。
And the result was not what he wanted to see.
因为他知道那是何等的可怕。
Because he knew how devastating that would be.
那这也是神的百姓一个很重大的羞辱。
And this was a great shame to the people of God as well.
所以先知他已经先看到，他也得到神的话。一直在提醒百姓，可是百姓却不听也不当作一回事。
So the prophet had foreseen this, and he kept on preaching to the Israelites, but they didn't listen to him.
所以他做先知其实遇到很大的挑战。
So he actually faced great challenges as a prophet.
我们如果从圣经的这些教训看，这跟我们今天面对这个社会。主耶稣要我们所讲的信息是很类似的。
And we learn from the Bible, this is actually very similar to our current situation when we try to preach the words of Christ.
因为我们从圣经知道有一天主耶稣再来，在他再来以前，这个天地会被毁灭的。
Because from the Bible, we know that Christ is coming again, and before he comes, the heaven and earth will be destroyed.
在主耶稣再来以前，会有大灾难，人的心会转离神，不听神的话。
And before he comes, there will be great calamities, and people's hearts are going to turn away from him and do not listen to him.
那人会甚至会以犯罪为荣耀，那以做恶事为满足。
And men might be proud of the bad things they do and be satisfied.
那我们今天要在这个末世去传讲主耶稣基督的福音是不容易的。
And for us in this end time to preach the words of Christ is not a simple task.
有时候我们去讲，甚至会被人家当作笑话。
Sometimes when we preach, others treat us like laughingstock.
而且可能也会不但别人不听，可能会把我们当作取笑的对象。
They won't listen to us, and in addition, they may laugh at us.
所以我们今天要去讲神的话基本上我们要有准备，别人是会讨厌的。
So today when we preach the words of God, we have to be prepared that others may find it annoying.
那先知他当时候所处的环境以及神对他的提醒对我们来说就非常的适用，我们要学习。
So the situation that Jeremiah was in and the words that God told him are very applicable to us.
那神如何鼓励他，然后神的话如何在他心里面感动，让他觉得说他心里面好像有火在烧，不能不说就是我们今天要学习的重点。
So we will learn how God's word touched him and it's burning in his heart like fire.
我们知道耶利米他是神在他还没有出生以前就选召的先知。
We know that Jeremiah was chosen before he was even born.
我们如果看耶利米书第一章。
If we turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
请读第四节第五节。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4 and 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.Before you were born, I sanctify you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
你看这里神的话临到耶利米，这是他开始做先知的起头。
Here it says, the word of the Lord came to me. It was the beginning of his life as a prophet.
其实是在他还没有出生以前，神就已经认识他，也提名召他了。
Before he was even formed in the womb, God knew him and called him.
那也被神分别出来的。
And he was sanctified.
做什么？做列国的先知。
To do what? To be a prophet to the nations.
神派他要去传讲信息。
God is sending him with a message.
那这个信息是跟列国有关系的，不是只有针对以色列百姓。
And this message is to the nations, not just to the Israelites.
所以我们说他是时代的先知。
So he's a prophet of his time.
这个那个时代的所有人，基本上他们都会多多少少听到这个耶利米的信息。
In his generation, the people would hear his message.
那耶利米他的信息不但用口述的，也是包括用写下来的文字的。
And he not only preached with his mouth, but they were written.
因为神特别要他把他的神的话把它记下来。
Because God asked him to record down the words.
那可以传到更远的地方去。
In order that these words may spread even further.
以前没有录音所以如果不是当场听到的人根本就不知道先知讲什么话。
There were no recordings, so unless you were present when he spoke, you didn't know what he said.
那有时候如果只是靠口传先知说的然后别人去口述讲一讲讲到最后都不一样了。
And if it was spread by word, once you pass it on, it's like telephone that the message would be distorted.
所以你看那个时代如果没有当场听到先知讲的话基本上就不知道神的信息了。
So at that time, unless you were present when he spoke, you wouldn't know what God's message is.
那神的话应该是针对那个时代的所有的列国，所以神特别要先知把它写下来，成了文字。
And since the message were for the nation, so God told him to write it down.
那他的文字的信息，包括给这个当时的百姓，也要传给列邦。
So the written words were for the Israelites and also for all the nations.
好，我们现在看一下。耶利米书三十六章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 36.
耶利米书三十六章。
Jeremiah chapter 36.
第一节。
Verse 1.
请读第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 36 verse 1. Now it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying,
第二节。
Verse 2. Take a scroll of a book and write on it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, against Judah, against all the nations, from the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah even to this day.
第三节。
Verse 3. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the adversities which I purpose to bring upon them, that everyone might turn from his evil ways, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin.
你看这里特别记录了他的这个时代啊，那哪一年哪一个什么王在当王的时候，神的话临到先知。
Here we recorded a time on which year during which king that the word came.
啊，神要他取一个书简来把神要说的话都把它记下来。
God told him to take a scroll and write down all the words.
这个话是不但是攻击以色列民，也包括对列邦。
The words are against Israel and the nations.
神的这些话用意就是在第三节说的，或者当人听到或看到之后，个人可以回头离开恶道，那神就要赦免他们的罪恶。
And the purpose is in verse 3 that when they hear it, maybe they would turn away and God can forgive them.
所以其实神的这些话的重的用意是要让人可以离开罪恶。
So the purpose for the words of God is for men to depart from sin.
我们知道耶利米他听到神说要用他去传信息的时候，他基本上是很害怕的，因为他觉得这工作太难了。
When Jeremiah heard of his calling, his first reaction was fear because this would be difficult.
因为第一章第六节他就跟神说，我年轻，我不知道怎么说。
In chapter 1, verse 6, he told God that due to his young age, he didn't know what to do.
是啊，真的，那时候耶利米先知他可能是年轻人，他可能二十出头岁吧。
Indeed, he was a youth in his early 20s.
我们知道耶利米先知他做先知，神特别跟他说，他不可以结婚，他是单身的。
And God told him that he is to not marry.
他因为他要看到是这个灾难临到，所以神说。有妻子的就像没有妻子一样。
Because he is to see the downpour of the calamity, and God said that those with wives will be the same as those without wives.
当时候先知就接受神的这个安排啊。
So Jeremiah accepted this arrangement.
所以第十六章你会看到神说你不可以娶妻。
And in chapter 16, God told him that you're not to be married.
先知就照着做。
And he obeyed.
那这个时候其实所以耶利米是一个。年轻人他不知道怎么说，他很恐惧的要去对列邦说出指责的话。
So he was a youth and he said I cannot speak. He was fearful of words of scolding for the nation.
因为神在这个时候给的信息基本上都是要指责罪恶的，就是要人离开恶道，要转向神的这些警告的信息。
Because the message is to expose of people's sins and tell them to turn away from the sins and repent to God.
但是神就鼓励耶利米说你不要害怕。
And God encouraged him not to be afraid.
第七节，一章的第七节。
In chapter 1 verse 7.
来，请读七节到第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 7 and 8. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm a youth, for you shall go to all of whom... Because for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Verse 8. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord.
那神特别跟他鼓励说，你不用害怕。
So God encouraged him, do not be afraid.
我跟你同在。
For I am with you.
我差你去哪里你就去。
To go wherever I send you.
要你说什么你就说。
And say whatever I command you to say.
那意思就是说，神要他。去骂人他就要骂。
So if God told him to scold, he shall scold.
他不能够说为了要怕别人生气他就不敢说。
He couldn't be afraid of other people getting angry and not.
他不可以刻意的去改变神的话为了要讨人喜欢。
And he can't try to change God's words to please men.
所以神特别说我吩咐你说什么你就说了。
Thus God said, whatever I command you, you shall speak.
好，第九节。
In verse 9,
神给他这样的一个任务之后
After giving him this task,
神伸手按他的口。
The Lord put forth his hand.
然后他说：“我将我的话啊传给你了。”
And touched his mouth and said, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth."
神说：“我将我的话放在你的口上，你的嘴里。”
God said, "I have put my words in your mouth."
为什么要做什么
？Why to do what?
第十节
，verse ten，
请读。
Verse 10, see, I have this day set you over in the nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
主说我立你在列邦列国之上。
The Lord said, I have set you over the nations and the kingdoms.
也就是说他是站在神 被神差遣 的角色上要去施行神的工作。
So as someone who's sent by God, he's doing the work of God.
所以他基本上是不在这个列国像君王首领这些阶级上面的人。
So he's no longer part of the hierarchy of a kingdom.
是直接由神所差遣的人。
Because he was sent by God.
要执行拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆。
To execute the actions of pull out, pull down, destroy, thrown out.
这个都是审判的工作。
And these are all actions of judgments.
那把它拆毁之后还要重建。
But after destroying, they will be built.
这个拆毁比较容易啊。
It's easier to destroy.
你看，如果今天会堂要把它拆掉，一下子就拆光了。
If you want to destroy this chapel, it would take little time.
但是要把它重建起来，这个就要花时间了。
But it takes time to rebuild it.
有什么东西要怎么做，要怎么装这个？我们看盖房子就知道了。
And you see how people build their buildings. There's a lot of components.
要拆毁一个建筑物，按几个炸弹这个爆破，然后按钮一按，哐就夷成平地，很快。
But it's quick to destroy a building. You just need a few sticks of dynamite, and it's done.
但是要把它建起来，那就不容易了。
But it's more difficult to build it.
所以重点是要。这里说的要栽建立栽植重新建立。
So the emphasis would be to build and to plant.
那这个毁坏跟建立这个都是跟人的心有关系的。
So to destroy and to build, they have to do with people's hearts.
毁坏表示说要让人知道说他现在所做的事情是错。
To destroy is to let them know that what they are doing currently is wrong.
因为要让人改变现有的这个犯罪的状况。
To make the people change their current situation of sinning.
我们都知道我们人的心是很诡诈的。
We know our hearts are rather treacherous.
我们人有罪有时候很难改。
We have sins that are hard to change.
你如果看耶利米书第十七章。
If you turn to Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
第九节。
Verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
然后还有一句话。
Who can know it?
人心比万物都诡诈。
The heart is deceitful above all things.
为什么很多人喜欢养狗？
Why do so many people like to have dogs?
因为狗很忠心，很听话。
Because dogs are very loyal.
你跟他说什么，你骂他，他都不会跟你还嘴嘛，对不对？
You can tell it anything, and if you scold it, they won't talk back.
你就是，反正他是跟着你，他认定他的主人，怎么样他都没关系。
They know you as their master, and they will follow you anywhere.
那你如果养它，你就知道它的反应是什么，你都可以预测得到的。
And you, since they're your pet, you can predict their reactions.
所以你一回家，门一打开，哇，这狗就来欢迎你，很高兴啊。
When you come home, open the door, and they're very happy to see you.
啊，也许它都是很饿啊。
Perhaps they.
它可能尿急很急啊。
Perhaps they want to go to the shelter.
它还是要跟你这样子欢迎一下，然后告诉你赶快，赶快，我要出去了。
But they will welcome you home first.
这个就是很忠心的。
And that's their loyalty.
但是如果从这一点，我们说我们人都比不上狗。有时候人真的比狗还差啊。
So if we see it from this perspective, men are worse than dogs.
因为人诡诈。
Because we're wicked.
有时候他跟你笑嘻嘻的，他内心里面等一下就要捅你一刀。
Oftentimes on the surface they treat you nicely, but behind your back they will stab you.
这里特别说人的心谁能试透呢？
So here it says, who can know the heart of men?
我们的人之所以恶，就是因为我们的心很容易想很多坏的事。
We're wicked because of our hearts can think wicked thoughts.
那这个就是跟我们的罪有关系的。
And this has to do with our sinful nature.
我们人在罪里面出生的。
We are born in sin.
很自然的，你都不要去教他，他就会变坏。
And naturally, you don't even need to teach them; they will turn bad.
孩子从小你不教他好，他一定不会变好。
When a child is growing up, if you never teach them to be good, they will never be good.
但是你不要跟他教坏的，他一定会变坏。
However, you don't need to teach them to be wicked.
这个就是人性的可恶的地方。
And this is the wickedness of men.
哦，就是因为我们在罪里面已经是失去了那个原来神所赋予的那个美好的。
Because in our sin we have lost that wonderfulness of God.
那这个罪的问题哈，在耶利米书他就描述的很详细。
And Jeremiah has described this sin.
比如说，我们看一下第十三章。
For example, in chapter 13.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
来，请读这一节。
Verse 23, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leper his spots? Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil.
他说，如果人已经习惯行恶了，你要让他行善改变的，这个，他说就好像这个黑的皮肤，你要把它漂白，白不了嘛。
So for someone who's accustomed to do evil, it's as if asking someone to change someone's skin color.
那个豹有斑点，你也不用也拿不掉啊，一直都是在那里啊。
Just the same as you won't be able to remove the spots of a leopard.
那这个就说明我们今天人哦，一习惯行恶，在这个罪恶里面呢，就很难改变。
And this tells us that once a man is accustomed to evil, it's very hard to change.
这个现在先知的信息要去改变人的心，这难就在这里了。
And that is why it's difficult for the message of this prophet to change the heart of men.
本来他是不相信神的，你现在要让他相信有神。
These people no longer believe there is God, and you want them to believe.
那本来相信有神，但是不敬畏神的人，现在要把他转回来说要敬畏神。
And you want to turn those who don't believe in God to come back to return to God.
这是非常艰巨的工作。
It's a very difficult task.
所以要重新建立，这个才是最难的。
So it's difficult to build.
那神跟先知说。
God.
我把我的话放在你的口里面。
The Lord told Prophet Jeremiah that I have put my words in your mouth.
我要你说的你就说。
Whatever I command you to say.
你不用害怕。
Don't be afraid.
这个时候，先知如果没有顺服的神的心，没有勇气，他做不到。
If the prophet does not submit to the will of God and does not have the courage, he would not be able to do it.
那个时代的人，那个耶利米那个时代，他们真的是离神很远的。
In the generation of Jeremiah, people were far from God.
圣经曾经这样描述。
The Bible describes.
看第五章的第一节。
In chapter 5, verse
1. 基本上就是跟索多玛、俄摩那个时候差不多了。
It's basically the same as the time of Sodom and Gomorrah.
五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1. Run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. See now and know, and seek in her open places. If you can find a man, if there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks the truth and will pardon her.
第二节。
Verse 2. Though they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely.
你看他这里说，去看你去找，去找看看有没有一个行公义求诚实的。
Here it says that go and seek if there is a man who executes judgment.
那如果有的话，神说我就愿意赦免这个城。
If there is one such person, then the entire city can be forgiven.
这个诚实就是内心实实在在的。诚实的人就是你想什么，你说什么，你就会做。
An honest man speaks their minds and do what they say.
但是那时候没有，连那个指着永生神启示的都是假的。
But there is no such man. Even those who says, as the Lord lives, are swearing falsely.
你就知道说那个时代是多么的可怕。
So you can imagine how dreadful it was.
如果那个时代是这样子，那我们看我们现在这个时代。
If that's how that generation was, let's look at our current time.
我们会看到这样的一个罪恶在我们周围越来越明显。
We can see this sort of evil more and more clearly.
人不会怕神。
That men no longer fear God.
人真的都是专顾自己了。
And they're all very selfish.
其实这些人很可怜的。
And they're actually very pitiful.
我们如果看第四节。
If we read chapter 4, verse 4. Chapter 5, verse 4. Therefore I say, surely these are poor, they're foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God.
好，第五节。
Verse 5, I will go to the great men and speak to them, for they have known the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds.
啊，这里他就说，不但是那个贫穷的、没有知识的，连那个尊贵的、富有的，所有人都同心的把这些神的话把它抛弃，把神要人做的工作把它，就好像神的那个法则把它折断。
So it says that not only the poor, but the royals and the rich have altogether broken the bond from God.
一起哦，齐心去反抗神就对了。
All of them were in one accord to go against God.
这个就是今天啊、也像我们像我们现在的人心一样的。
And it's very like our generation today.
我们现在啊、看到先知里的信息。
So we see the message of the prophet.
那当时候先知其实他啊。面临了这样的一个情况，可是神的话不断的放在他的口里面。
And this is the situation that the Lord has placed His words on in His mouth.
那其实我们如果在读圣经，会看到啊，真的照神所说的，他会遇到很多的困难，被逼迫的。
And indeed, just like God told him, he did face a lot of.
最开始的时候，最开始的一开始，神就跟他这样预告了。
God has told him.
我们看第一章。
In chapter 1,
第十七节
verse 17,
第十七节
chapter 1, verse 17, therefore prepare yourself and arise, and speak to them all that I command you. Do not be dismayed before their faces, lest I dismay you before them.
第十八
verse 18, for behold, I have made you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar, and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against its princes, against its priests, and against the people of the land.
19.
Verse 19, they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you.
你看，神是预告。
So God has told him what's to come.
但是你要坚强，你要像坚城、铜铁柱、铜墙。
That you have to be like a fortified city, an iron pillar.
他神要他是跟所有的这些啊、不敬畏神的对抗的。
God asked him to be against the entire land.
已经是预告说，众人都会攻击你，但是不能够胜过你。
And God told him that people will fight against him, but shall not prevail.
因为我跟你同在。
Because I'm with you.
啊，因为他是被神所派的，他所讲的话是神的话。
Because he was sent by God, and his words are God's words.
那这个，你看当时候其实先知就是开始去讲神的话了。
And then Prophet Jeremiah started to speak the words of God.
你就会看到圣经都会说，神的话临到耶利米。
And the Bible records that the words of God came upon Jeremiah.
这个就是神现在不断的把他的信息放在啊先知的口里面。
So God continually to put His words in
好像
Jeremiah
放在他的心里，他就知道神的话。
Put it in his heart, so he knew what the words of God.
他现在要去说。
And he's to speak it.
但是他其实遇到了很多的啊、很多的阻碍。
But he faced many challenges.
因为人甚至要把他关起来。
There are people who wanted to lock him up.
我们现在看啊，耶利米他所受到的对待。
Let's see how people treated him.
到我们看第二十章，看一下二十章。
Jeremiah chapter 20.
二十章，因为他所讲的都是毁灭的信息。
Because his message were a message of destruction.
好，我们看第一二十章第一节。
Let's read chapter 20, verse 1. Now Pishur the son of Immer.The priest who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things.
第二节
Verse 2, then Pishur struck Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stock that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord.
你看他讲完神的话之后，他把他用枷锁把他架起来。
So after he spoke the words of God, he was put in the stock.
我们现在不太了解这个枷，这样把它用枷锁把它架在他的那个啊、那个啊、门内哈、哦，真的这个比被关在监牢里面还痛苦的。
So he was struck and locked in the stock.
是谁对他这样子？是在圣殿里面的总管。
And who treated him this way is the chief governor of the house of the Lord.、啊、
这个就是先知他讲完神的话的下场。
So this was the result of speaking the word of God.
先知就说：“你看这个，你这个人啊，之后会被抓，会被掳到外邦去。”他就预言了这个恶人会有的下场。
Because Prophet Jeremiah has prophesied that these people will be captured.
好，那这个时候对先知来说就是一个冲击的。
So this was a had an impact.
他讲了神的话出去了。
He spoke the words of God.
但是他现在被打，然后被关起来。
But now he's struck and locked.
所有人都要跟他对抗。
Everyone was against him.
我们看先知他这个时候的心情。
So let's see how his emotion.
第七节。
In verse 7. Chapter 20, verse 7. O Lord, you induced me and I was persuaded. You are stronger than I and have prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocks me.
第八节。
Verse 8. For when I spoke, I cried out. I shout violence and plunder. Because the word of the Lord was made to me a reproach and a derision daily.
那这个时候先知他所讲的话，你看他是都是有毁灭来的，是众人都讨厌的信息。
We can see that his message of destruction was not well received.
结果他成了终日成为凌辱讽刺。
So he received derision daily.
众人都戏弄他。
And everyone mocks him.
但是这个时候先知他说，我如果不再提神的名，我如果不要再讲神的话了。
If I no longer speak the words of God.
因为他奉神的名所讲出这些话，所回报的给他的都是要置他于死地的，这些人都是就是说你这个人不该活着。
When he did speak the words of God, people wanted to kill him.
但是他这个时候他说他没有办法闭口不言。
But he said that I,
他没有办法不说了。
I can't not speak the word.
因为神的话在他心里面就像火在烧一样。
Because the words of God is burning in his heart like fire.
这在他的骨头里面，就是说在他的整个心里面，他是没有办法忍住的。
It's shut up in his bones. He cannot contain it.
他一定要把它讲出来。
He has to speak the words of God.
那这个时候，先知他所讲的信息其实是像火一样的信息。
So the message he spoke is like fire.
因为这个是神给他的话。
Because these are words from God.
这个话是要把那个罪恶把它除掉的。
And these words are to rid of the sins.
这个信息最后是要把人重建的。
And this message is to rebuild men.
你看今天我们人的心要怎么样才有可能改变？
Today, how can our hearts be changed?
我们如果没有听到神的话语，
If we haven't heard the words of God,
没有像火一样把它洁净，把我们那个罪把它烧掉。
If it did not burn our heart to get rid of sin like fire,
我们人一直都是很习惯行恶的。
Then we are used to the evil.
所以神的话哈，其实我们今天从主耶稣所讲的信息就知道，它就是像神的灵，圣灵就是真理的灵，像焚烧的灵。
So the words of God is like the spirit of God, the spirit of truth.
圣灵也是真理的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth.
主耶稣所讲的话语就是灵，就是生命。
And the words of Christ is a spirit has life.
我们现在领受了神的话语，我们得到这个信息。
And today we have received the words of God.
这个神的话是要来洁净我们的。
And this word is to cleanse us.
这个你看神的灵哦，也是要让我们这样子不断的更新。
And the spirit of God help us to renew ourselves.
像以赛亚书第四章说的，像公义的灵、焚烧的灵，要来洁净神的百姓。
And this is also recorded in Isaiah chapter 4 that it's a Holy Spirit to
the spirit of righteousness.
The spirit of righteousness to cleanse the people.
这个就是焚烧的灵，神的话真的像火一样，要洁净人的心的。
And it's a spirit of burning to cleanse people's heart.
那以赛那个耶利米先知他说他没有办法禁止不说。
So Jeremiah said that he cannot not speak the word.
他要不断的，他继续的把神的话讲出去。
He has to continue to speak.
虽然他甚至要被人家处死。
Even if people threaten to kill him.
我们如果读耶利米书，你就发现到最后，其实先知的下场很惨。
If we continue to read the book of Jeremiah, his ending was rather sad.
可是他就是坚持一直说。
But he was steadfast in speaking the words of God.
那这个神的话他真的像火一样的，让那个有力量让我们心里面火热的。
So the words of God is like fire. It has the power to heat us up.
我们今天读圣经，我们今天每天读圣经。
Today we have our daily Bible reading.
我们今天每天祷告。
And we have our daily prayer.
祈求被圣灵充满。
We ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就好像我们今天把神的话藏在我们的心里面。
It's just like we keep God's words in our hearts.
就是让我们可以改变。
So that we can change.
我们如果看诗篇119篇。
If we look at Psalms 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
第十一节
Verse 11.
诗篇119篇第十一节
Psalm 119 verse 11.
第九节到第十一节请读
From verse 9 to 11. 9. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. 10. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. 11. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
继续读到第十三节
Continuing, verse 12, Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. 13, With my lips I have declared all the judgment of your mouth.
这里特别提到说，我们今天要能够除罪，能够让我们的生活洁净，就是要靠神的话。
Here he mentions that for us to cleanse and be rid of sin, we have to use the words of God.
那神的话要藏在我们的心里面。
And we have to hide the word.Hide the words of God in our heart.
今天 有些人他是也是一样来 听神的话，听一听都忘记了。
There are people who come to hear the words of God and then they forget about it.
你看很多人他们一样 听道理啊。
People sit there and listen to the message.
其实有人只是听听参考一下而已，回去就忘记了。
Some may just hear it and then forget about it when they go home.
希望我们弟兄姐妹不是这种人。
Hopefully we're not like that.
我们听了会。去想，然后把它放在心里面。
After we hear the message, we think about it and put it in our heart.
神的话真的能够藏在我们心里面，表示说我们会去思想，然后会去行出来的。
When we hide God's word in our heart, we think about it and we carry them out in action.
所以神的话不能够从一边进去，然后从一边出去，然后就我们还是一样，我还是我，永远不变。
So God's words cannot go in one ear, go out the other, and we never change our actions.
我们今天又发现。这个事实就是说，有些人哈，他听道理听很久，但是他没有改变。
There is a reality that there are some who listen to the word for years but never change.
但是因为这些话没有放在他的心里面。
Because these words never settled in their heart.
放在心里面的意思表示说，他会思想，然后他会用神的话做准则去调整他的生活。
If they put it, the words of God in their heart, they would think about it and use it as a set of rules in their
那神的话就有力量了。
As a standard, then the words of God has the power.
神的话就要改变我们越来越像耶稣。
And the words of God will help us change to be more like Christ.
那我们这个人的生命就好像那个树栽在溪水旁一样。
And our lives will be like a tree planted by the river.
那就算在很困难的环境里面还会继续的成长结果子。
Even in difficult situations, we will continue to grow and bear fruit.
所以今天神的话要洁净我们，让我们不会去得罪神，知道说神什么事情他不喜欢，什么事情他喜欢。
So the words of God will help us not to sin against God because we would know what He wants.
那我们还会用我们的嘴巴去把它传扬出来。
And we use our mouth to preach.
因为当我们有把神的话去行出来的时候，我们就有体验。
Because when we carry His words in our actions, we will have experience.
我们就会发现神的话是真的。
And we can attest that His words are true.
耶利米那个时代。
During Jeremiah's time.
其实他们是经历了那个神的话应验在他们身上的那个时代。
They went through the fulfillment of God's words during their time.
将近一千年前，神借着摩西跟他的百姓立约。
多久？
差不多一千年。
About a thousand year,
about 800-900 years ago.
Eight or 900 years ago,
摩西那个时代，神跟百姓立约。
During the time of Moses, God made a covenant with.
就是在《生命记》28章里面，我们可以自己看。《生命记》Deuteronomy.
And it's in Deuteronomy chapter 20.
28. 他百姓如果照神的话去做，就得福气。
If the people were to follow the commandment, they would receive blessing.
这个福气是跟随他们的。
And this blessing will follow them.
但是如果百姓选择不要听从神的话。
But if they chose not to follow God's word,
反过来所有的咒诅灾害就会追着他们跑。
Then all the curses will follow them.
那他们跑不掉的。
And they cannot outrun this.
那真的在百姓的历史里面，他们福气是从遵守神的话而来。
And through their history, you can see that they receive blessing when they follow
God's commandments. 那他们后来遭遇了很多灾难，都是照着神的话，预言里面所讲的应验的。
And all the calamities that befell them were prophecies.
也是跟着他们，跑他们跑也跑不掉。
It also followed them, and they cannot.
所以神的话实际上是活泼有光，真的是会应验的。
So the words of God are true, and they will come to pass.
我们如果听到神的话，把它藏在心里面，我们一定会去做，我们会有体验。
If we hide the words of God in our heart, we will do them, and we will have experience.
我们会看到神的亮光，就是神要我们走的路是什么哪一条路。
We can see the light of God and know which path He wants us to go.
所以说神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And thus the words of God is our the lamp before our feet.
那神的话最后是要引导我们进入永生，走在这个神的这个喜乐里面的。
And the words of God is to lead us into everlasting life.
那其实这个像火在烧一样，表示说我们不但会觉得神的话是有生命力的。
It's like a burning fire, so not only do we feel like there is life in the words.
我们有体验之后，我们会想要去传。
With our experience, we want to preach.
我们来看一下路加福音24章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
现在神的话借着主耶稣基督讲出来的。
God's words has been spoken through Christ.
我们在读圣经，我们就看到了。
When we read the Bible, we see them.
我们如果看路加福音24章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
主耶稣基督他被钉十字架，死了复活之后，他向门徒显现。
Jesus Christ, after he was crucified, he was resurrected and appeared to the disciples.
从第十三节，我们看到主耶稣他跟这两个门徒同行。
From verse 13 onwards, he was walking with two disciples.
他就跟他们对话。
And he spoke with them.
在这个走路的过程当中
，during this walk,
就跟他们讲这个神的道理。
And that he told them the words of God.
我们看第二十五节。
Let's read 25.
请读25节到第27节。
Chapter 24, verse 25 to 27. Then he said to them, O foolish one, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself.
你看这里，主耶稣就把这个神的道，你看有关于他的预言啊，跟耶稣基督本身的预言，从摩西的话到众先知，经上所写有关他的话，都把他讲解，让他们明白。
So God explained all the messages from Moses to the prophets about himself.
那听完之后，他们就内心其实是分火热的。
And after the disciples heard this, they have a fire burning in their heart.
所以我们现在看，跳过去看第32节。
Let's jump to 32.
第32节。
Verse 32, and they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us?" Us while he talked with us on the road, that while he opened the scripture to us.
你看，他们这就想到说，你看他，让他跟我们讲解圣经的